Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah
That's
and Vinny.
It's fun to do, isn't it?
Oh, that's a nice rock scream right there.
That's as metal as
it
gets.
Good. Solid. Oh, my God. Happy Friday, everybody.
Good morning.
Oh, boy. My heart is pounding.
Is that right?
I walked in here with a two-minute warning. I'm like, hey, this is a Green Day. It's Friday. I want my Van Halen. I'll lose my ass. Van Halen, get out of here. Help me.
Yeah, my heart stopped for a
second.
Dude,
I'm mine too. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I have such a just like tenuous grasp on how to work this computer system. Like, I know it's been in here. Like, has it been a year? I don't even know.
No.
When things go wrong with this thing, I'm like, I have no idea how to fix it. No idea.
Let me check to see.
It can't have been a year.
I know.
I'm gonna check
since Texas was here.
Texas emails real quick.
Yeah, let's see when it started. I mean, it feels like longer than 6 months, but you're right. It doesn't quite feel like a year. Like, maybe it was just before the summer. I don't know.
I found a simple life.
What does he say?
So simple.
Oh, ain't.
Yeah. Once I walked out on that road, ain't got no love, no love you call real.
You know what I was thinking about this morning?
What's that? What are you thinking about, Vinny? What's on your mind, buddy?
It's just
what's
one
happening?
Of those weird things that I don't know how I like sort of rabbit holed myself into LSD, but I was thinking about
tripping.
No, I just think that it's weird. Oh, you know what it was? I saw a bumper sticker that said, "Not all that all that wander are not lost," something like that. Some Grateful Dead thing,
right?
You know, and I remember being in high school and being on. I was thinking about this. I'm in high school. I'm on LSD. I'm a little boy, basically, right? And I'm on LSD.
I still think of my kids as little boys.
At a Dead show. And I'm worried about the people in the parking lot. Like, you guys don't have jobs? You're selling rocks on the hood of a beat-up Datsun pickup? What's going to happen to you guys?
What
Another beer? Sure,
them.
I'll take one.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know what... Where do I get off worrying about those people?
Well, it's nice that you have concern for humanity.
Isn't that so weird, though?
No.
That some of us are built certain ways. Like, there they are.
Yeah.
Grown-ups, most of them.
Yeah. Dedicated
deadheads. Free as a bird.
Right.
They're not tripping on... Well, they're tripping, but they're not tripping on any of the...
They're not worried about anything.
The details.
I am where I am, man. You want to buy this rock? It's a nice one.
No, and you know what it was?
Dead show.
It wasn't even buy it. Accepting donations for this lovely rock.
Oh.
So
they
we
couldn't peddle
the
anything
show,
out
I
there.
Guess. Right. Yeah, I mean, that's.
I need gas.
Picked up rocks in the parking lot trying to get to the next show.
Well.
Imagine that.
You take a rock home with you from the show. I mean, that's significant. You could be one of the people who said, yeah, I made a donation. This is my rock. And then I bet you there's people with rocks on little mini pedestals at their house, you know, with the date of the show written on the bottom of
Maybe.
It.
Maybe. And probably those people climbed right back into life.
Sure. I'm sure they did. I'm sure in their head they're like, I'll just do this for a while.
Regular rocks? Like from
Yeah, like rocks.
Like walked around the parking lot, picked up stupid rocks that I could have done.
I thought you were referring to drugs, like rocks of crack.
And I could have gone and
crack or something.
Right next to their car was probably 10 more of them, but they wanted to take a rock off the hood of their car.
Did they wash the rocks? Were these clean rocks?
No. What we're talking about here is the lamest effort at acquiring a couple bucks. In order
to
get
the next
show.
I'm just going
to
give you a couple bucks because that's so pathetic. Yeah.
But I was thinking, God, that is so weird that I'm built like that. Even in the midst of my own
Well, maybe because you felt deep down that you'd be okay, and that you felt deep down that these people wouldn't be.
Somehow, that's what I'm telling right. you was going on there.
Well, you felt responsibility for, you know, your fellow humans. Like, oh,
maybe
these poor people, maybe I should tell them that they're in trouble.
And if you know what? If you watch The Grateful Dead,
that documentary,
they show that the people that followed were.
That was just part of their life journey.
Well,
man.
No, but I mean, when the dead went away, they were like, oh, no, they're not going to tour anymore.
How can that be?
Where are we going to go then?
Yeah, but how am I going to sell rocks? What part of who's going to buy them at the Safeway?
Like, our little moving culture now has to find a place to. I mean, fish eventually came around and I'm sure took up the mantle.
Sure. Some people were like,
was that
well.
Right? Take up the mantle? No, I don't
sure,
know.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Anyway,
they handed off their cape and scepter. All right.
And now Dead & Company's back, and they're, you know.
Yeah, oh, no, now the guys have someplace to go. It's good. I always wondered how those people that followed them all over the place, how did they, not go to the shows? It was just all about being out in the parking lot?
No, I think that a lot of them were getting into the show, too. Oh. They were either sneaking in, or they were.
Security wasn't what it is today.
No. Yeah. I don't think it was. Like at Irvine Meadows, you used to be able to get in through the animal park.
Oh.
That they'd had to close down as this concert venue
opened
up.
Break in there and
you had
to
go through some mud and some, you know, filth and muck. But,
who cares, man? I'm going to go see the dead.
And you had to get over a fence without them seeing you, but plenty of people did it.
There's so many ways to break into a concert. I've seen, like, the rush, you know, with security. There like 20, 30 people. They can only catch one or two of us.
Right. The rest of us are in.
The slowest one loses.
That's too bad for that guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's just
he's like, all right, I'll be in the parking lot, guys. I'll see you after the show.
I was at a Public Enemy show in San Diego. And I was at Will dropping off this one spot, getting down to the front, watching for a while, sneaking back to where we had these crummy tickets, where my friends were. And they're like, you were just in the, like, yeah, come with me. No. All right, I'll be back. And I just sneak down again and get to the front. I don't know why.
Why they wouldn't come?
No, why I was going to the front. It was public.
It's better view.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, no, you want to be down front. You want better, everybody always wants better seats than they have.
I guess.
You know.
I mean, there I was, right near the S1Ws. Mm. You know who that is?
No.
You don't know who that is either?
S1Ws. I found the answer to your question about the wide orbit system end of January of this year.
Oh, so almost a year, but not.
Close.
10 months
or something. 9 months.
Yeah. 9 months, sir. Yeah. Good. That's solid math. Solid math.
Thanks.
Man, this year is just.
Screwing by.
It's unbelievable.
I saw one of my neighbors yesterday, and she goes, what are you doing with the van? You got another new ride? I got another kid since I last saw you, dude. What are you talking about?
But it's not a van, anyway. It's not quite as many as it
should
be. You
know what's funny, too? Her name is actually Bonnie.
Oh, funny.
I'm like,
I don't know how many notes I've sent to Bonnie. She probably gets all my mail. Bonnie, Connie.
My name autocorrects to Bonnie, and yet I actually have one in my life, and there she was, and she was tripping. She's like, you had a kid since?
Did you know that if you start typing in Kardashian, it autocorrects to Lardass? That's true. Start typing it
you're
in.
You're playing a trick on us
I'm
all.
I'm not.
Nah, it used to be that way. I don't think it is
Oh,
anymore.
Do you think that they set it up? So just type in Kardash.
I did.
And one of the options underneath will be Lardass.
No, it's not anymore.
It must have.
You reported that. I remember that.
I bet you they went, oh, we can't have that. Mm-hmm. We got to let Apple
know. They have
know.
All the money. They could just pay the Google
change
guy.
The internet?
Yep. Well, call the guy. Change the internet. They called the autocorrect guy.
I mean, they're hanging
I need
with...
to call the autocorrect. I have never written ducking once in my life, and I'm getting a little sick of that.
No doubt.
If they can hang out with the president in the Oval Office, come on, they can change
right.
the internet.
You're right. They can do whatever they want. They're the Kardashians for F's sake. Oh, my God, there's a story today. I probably won't get to it, so I'll mention it now. Drake and Kylie Jenner are maybe a thing.
Oh.
Wait, Kylie?
Yeah.
I thought she was with...
No, they broke up.
Yeah. And she's already with somebody else?
She's not with... Look, the internet wants it to happen. But I guess they were each at each other's birthdays, parties over the last week or so, whenever the hell, whatever. And they're not like hanging all over each other, making out in public, but they're, you know, everyone's speculating because they're attentive to each other. So, of course, that must mean that they're together. It's just the whole world is just one giant
difference.
Oh, well, she's what, 20?
22.
Oh, is she already 22?
And he's 33.
Oh, boy, time really does go by quickly.
It's so weird, the life they lead.
It's like nobody else's.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think just things that, like, we were doing a story in our secret show yesterday. Mm. This lady was talking about, I don't want to give it all away, but she's, no, not you. Nicole's like, me? No, not you.
Nicole did tell us some stuff.
No, the note that we, the email that we read about marriage and about the lady who was like,
no, she is. Oh.
You know, well, should I stay in my marriage? Or and it's like, and I even my advice was, no, bail. But I'm thinking, marriage is just not, you know what I mean?
No. What are you trying to say?
What it used to be?
Well, I don't know if it ever was what it used to be, but I do think that, you know, this whole standing in front of people and saying forever is a goddamn joke.
Well, apparently, for some people it is.
You know what I mean? Like, what the hell?
She even loves the guy. She just doesn't like her. She doesn't like where they live. I mean, I'm going to break up with you because I don't like living here. You're great, but I don't want to live here and you won't move, so.
So, what should I bleep my marriage?
And I'm she's a miserable person. That's
I just thought about that later and thought, that's it right there. And, it, like,
no matter where she goes, she's going to find a way to be miserable. Like, I really feel like that's, you know, and she's, I'm sure she's a very nice lady. She's obviously a listener. I felt bad for railing on her like that, but sometimes.
Yeah, you're pretty harsh.
You were harsh.
You need to come to Jesus. Like, will you stop it?
Truth hurts.
Yeah.
Well, then you should talk to Drake about, didn't he just have a kid with a French porn star?
He did. Yeah. Outed by, and that's another thing
didn't
they're talking
about. Didn't
What's-Her-Bucket
just have a kid star? With Kylie Jenner, or Travis Scott?
She did. They were saying that Pusha T is a friend of Kanye's, and he was the one who wrote the, dropped all the verses, dropped the lines about this French porn star that Drake had impregnated.
Right.
And
that was
that they were surprised.
Biggest day, wasn't
no
it?
Doubt.
I haven't heard his name since.
No.
That's right.
He needs to write more diss tracks. So they're saying it's funny that a Kardashian, adjacent, Jenner, would be with Drake, because Drake should be mad at the whole Kardashian clan because of the Pusha T affiliation.
But wasn't there also that rumor that Drake and like Kim had a thing? Like,
Yeah. There was a rumor. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm glad you're here to tell me all the rumors that I, you know, you're obviously following the Kardashians. Do you care about them? To tell the truth, what is the care factor on the Kardashians for you and people, your 25-year-old people?
I feel like when they first came on the scene, it was like really big, but now it's kind of
overload.
Yeah, it's a little too much.
Who's your favorite Kardashian or Jenner?
I love your Khloe impression, to be honest.
Thank you. Yeah. No, I mean, but you know, other than my amazing impersonation of Khloe,
it would have to be actually Khloe because she's the one who calls everybody out and
I haven't even heard from. I feel like I haven't heard from Khloe in 6 months.
Yeah, she's just, you know, she got cheated on. She's like, I'm just going to lay low.
She's raising that baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Actually, I read about her this morning on the toilet.
What did she do this morning?
Wait, what did she do this morning?
I
was
fully aware
using
of your,
the bathroom.
Yeah, it's fine.
Anyway, it was about Lamar.
Oh.
She apparently was in a conversation with her sister saying, I think about Lamar every day.
Oh.
And she also said, I'll never get back with him. But I think of him every day.
He's got some girlfriend now. You know that he's sworn off porn and all that. I don't know where that interview was. I can't remember who he was talking to when he talked about Taraji. The first I'd ever heard of Taraji P.
That
Henson.
The one with the piano music yesterday?
Oh, yeah. What's that from?
I don't know. But
how do you not know that?
I don't. I just thought the piano music was like, oh, they're really trying to make this like.
No, they're just doing, you know, it's like the sad Peanuts music.
They're really trying to make you feel something.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, that's what the whole. Is that on? Was that maybe on the Kardashian show?
Maybe.
No.
Couldn't have been.
No, it wasn't.
He's got to be off of that, right?
Kris Jenner wouldn't allow that.
Yeah. And she is really the gatekeeper.
Anyway,
as far as
my point is clearly these people have decided their lifestyle is more important than any kind of commitment to.
Right.
The marriage. People around them and, you know, this. What they both got. Never mind. Of course they're together. Why wouldn't they be?
No. I feel like the stuff I was reading, people are just saying because they were in the same room together twice that obviously, and were talking to each other, that obviously they were together. I just feel like the internet would love that, right? I mean, Drake and Kylie, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, God knows I'd love that. I'd love to hear those drama stories.
Are you riding?
Kiki. Could that be Kylie?
That's right. It could be.
No.
That interview was on Cleo TV.
Cleo? And then Madam Cleo? Miss Cleo?
No.
Well, it's on Cleo TV, and it's aired on this TV network called TV One Represent.
TV One Represent?
Well, TV One, I think, is what it is. And maybe they're... Tagline.
There are so many channels I will never.
Thank God for the walkie-talkie remote, because I can find what I want without looking.
You can't even. You remember in the olden days, you just go through the 12, 15 channels you had, and there'd be nothing on. You'd be like, all right, well, I guess I'll go do something outside. And then later there was some cable, so you had like maybe 50 channels, and you'd be like, oh man, there's nothing on. Okay, I guess I'll just go outside. And now you can't go outside because you haven't gotten through all the channels yet. Like there's. Thank you. There's 1,000 channels.
No, I can get through them. Baby First, it's on 175.
Oh,
it's all the way down. Like, all my channels that I watch are in the 700s, and that is down on one. You just got to go Baby First.
As you tell your walkie-talkie remote.
All right, let's watch Peekaboo for a little while.
Oh, my God, that sounds great.
Peekaboo's pretty good.
Sure. Well, I mean, babies, babies never tire of it. Oh, I don't know what that is.
It's Pim peekabooing out from behind stuff.
Oh, he'll come. So you don't know which side he's going to come. Oh my God, which side will he come out of next? I hope you're watching the show right now. That was you have some real flexibility, Vin. Oh boy,
it's peekaboo. You don't know Peekaboo?
No. Go to RadioAlice.com/watch.
Don't go there.
Do it.
Don't do it.
You need to. I have a feeling today's off to a crazy start already. It's an F day for sure. It is.
It is an F day. You're right.
Today.
Where do I get off worrying about
What's
people, right? Worry about yourself, you loser.
We'll see if Nicole can get down.
Well, yeah, we'll have to put her to the test.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have all the interns join the party, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
Fill that room
have
up.
An intern party.
Oh, Nicole's going to have to dance during this.
She's going to have to play the role of Yuzette, I mean.
One of the conversations we had was about her going out at night. She goes to clubs. She can dance.
Yeah.
I am kind of tired.
She goes to the
Oh, you went clubbing last night?
No, I didn't go clubbing last night. I saved a dog last night.
What?
Yes. At 10 o'clock at night.
What are you doing up at 10 o'clock at night?
So I intern also at St. Mary's College, the college I go to, and... I do the media volleyball, so like cameras, audio, all that stuff.
So you're an intern with the
volleyball
with the AV club.
Well, for every sport, like we do soccer, the basketball team.
She's in the AV club, man. She's
you were doing volleyball last night.
Yeah,
men's volleyball. Women's, really?
Women's. Yeah, it was intense, but
volleyball is one of the best sports.
I didn't really follow it that much, and then once you actually, because I'm sitting there right in front of the screen with all the cameras, and I'm like sitting next to the director, I'm coordinating with people on the floor. And when you actually watch it, you're like, dang, this girl's all taped up because she had a groin injury and she was all taped up her whole leg. And I'm like, I can't do that. And then they make it look so effortlessly when they serve. And I'm like, I can't do that. And so I'm like, good for you.
So you left with mad respect for the volleyball
players.
You found a dog.
So yeah, so I come, so I'm house sitting. And so
you are like the busiest person on earth.
No life. So I go to this house I'm house sitting at. There's a dog that I'm watching. That's why I'm house sitting. So I park the car. It's like 10. I go to my passenger side door and I get startled. And I just see this dog sitting.
Not
right
the dog you're sitting.
No, just like this really, really cute dog just sitting there. And I was like, hi. And it just comes. Yeah. So it just comes up to me and it's super nice, listens well. And I'm walking up and down this street, and where I live in Benicia, it's super hilly. And I'm walking up and down this hill, knocking on people's doors. I'm like, do you guys know this dog?
At 10 at night?
Yeah. They probably thought I was there to rob them. But
yeah.
I don't think so.
But it was such a well-groomed dog and it had a collar, but it had no tag.
Oh.
And so I was like, what do I do? And so I called the police, but the non-emergency number. And they suggested, they're like, everything's closed. I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, dude, I want to go to bed.
Right,
I have to go to bed. And I can't take the dog. So my sister, who's at my parents' house, she works for a pet store. And I called her because they wanted to, the police wanted me to leave the dog at the corporate yard and just put it in like an outdoor kennel. I'm like, that's so sad. It's cold outside. So I called my sister and she was like, I'll take him and we'll put him in the garage. And so my poor sister stayed up all night and I made like a Facebook post about it.
Aye.
It's nice, such a cute
Nicole.
Dog.
So what time do you go to bed?
11.
So there's all right. Okay, hold on. So heads up, Benicia. There's a dog that is very well groomed. What color is the dog?
It's black, white, and brown, and it's on
in spots. And
yeah, and it's an Australian Shepherd.
Does he answer to Kip?
I was calling him Mister. I was like, "Come here, Mister."
And was he coming?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
And
he just comes to friendly voices, though, right?
I don't know.
So sweet dog. So how big? Medium size, small.
It like comes up to my knees, and I'm pretty short, so it's medium. And okay.
Australian Shepherds are really
are
cool
they the
dogs.
Long-haired?
They're
yeah. And it was well groomed and
multicolored usually.
Yeah, and his legs were white. So and like that, me and my sister took that as he's obviously not an outside dog. He's not fixed. So if anybody knows,
dear.
Not a fixed dog.
No.
Oh, maybe he ran away from the stud farm that he was at. You know, done with this.
Well, because so my sister she works at Pet Food Express and she's gonna take him this morning. Yeah. And then she was going to take him this morning and see if he has a microchip because they have a scanner there.
He will.
Good.
So But my sister said, you'll be surprised how many animals don't have
especially
that.
Not fixed animals because if he's from a puppy farm or something.
We think he's a puppy because he's still like small and he's a little hyper, but he's just so well trained. So
puppies
but
aren't
the fact
well
that
trained.
He's still got his nuts.
Those things usually are, they have mini. Mm-hmm. Australian Shepherds too, so he could be full grown and still very tiny.
Yeah,
I don't know, but that's good of you.
Yeah, so anybody call the station. Benicia, you're missing your dog that's still it's intact and
it's in good hands. It has water, really eating gluten free.
Oh, great,
gluten
good,
free,
super.
Huh?
They make gluten free dog
even
food.
Better than me.
All right, we're super late. KLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah Mini Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.